You're listening to Impact 103, and I am your host for this morning, Charlene Saker. So I'm going to be with you until 1 o'clock today. And so it is a very exciting day for all the people with kids in school, because today is the first day of a full week of the kids being back at school. So last week felt like a practice round, trying to get out the house on time and trying to get everyone dressed, lunches packed, all those things. But now today is kind of a clean slate, and I'm excited for this week. And we've been speaking a lot this past few weeks about about goal setting, about values, about how we are going to approach this year. And today I want to talk about boundaries. And I know when I say boundaries, some people feel a little bit like defensive. Maybe your back's up against the wall because you don't like the word. We think boundaries are for kids. But in my coaching, I've realized that it's come up with almost every person, is that just as important as setting goals and having a vision for your life is, it is also important to set boundaries, because boundaries protect you from, and they kind of create an action plan for what happens when your goal setting kind of goes a bit off the road. Like maybe behaviors or thoughts, thinking patterns, or people, relationships that aren't helpful or good for you. So boundaries kind of bring you back on track. So we're going to talk, what are boundaries? What does the Bible say about boundaries? And then how can we set boundaries that are helpful and tailored to our specific lives? So stay tuned, and I want you to be a part of the conversation. So send a message on the WhatsApp line. What do boundaries mean to you? And maybe you can make a few notes. Maybe you think something comes up in your mind, like, I think I must set a boundary in that area. So we're going to get into that. So first, we're going to listen to Every Season by Canyon Hills Worship. So we are talking about boundaries this morning. And so you might not like the word. You might feel like it makes you feel a little bit claustrophobic. And, you know, in this day and age, in this modern world, people don't really want to be told what to do. We want to kind of have freedom to do whatever we want. So we're going to really unpack this and look at what the Bible says. But I want to first just give a definition of what boundaries are, and then also explain it using a metaphor. So boundaries are limits that you put in place for yourself, or maybe for others. Boundaries determine how you behave or protect us from other people's behaviors. And we can set different types of boundaries for different areas of our lives. And then it creates space for healthy communication and growth. Now, I don't know if you've heard this metaphor or this story. So if you have, it will be a good reminder. But it's kind of like a psychological metaphor, but it's this garden fence metaphor. So imagine it's a group of children who are at school, and so they've got this big open patch of grass, and in the middle there's a tree. So there's no fence, it's open. So you get two types of kids. You get the kids who are a bit fearful because it's so much open space and they don't know what to do with it, so they kind of stay close to the teacher, close to the tree. They would rather kind of stay away from trouble completely. And then you get the kids, which is like what my son was like when he was a toddler, who would just run into parking lots, run out of restaurants, like constantly trying to escape, very stressful. And you get those types of children as well. So they're like, ooh, no fence, cheers, I'm gone. And so what they do is then they put a fence around this patch of grass with a tree in the middle. And then what starts to happen is that the kids start to disperse and they start to play all over, because there's the safety and the boundary of this fence. And so the children who are this escape artists can't escape. There's a boundary that protects them from hurting themselves. And then the kids who are maybe a bit more cautious, they know where the boundary is, they know where the limit is, and so they feel safe within that. And that is basically what a boundary is. It's to protect you, to tell you where's the line, where's the freedom. And so we're going to talk a little bit about Adam and Eve and what boundary was set right at the beginning of time. Because I think that is, boundaries is actually really it's spoken about in Genesis already. So we're going to chat about that. New by Ty Tribbett. So we have been speaking about boundaries. So Genesis 2 verse 15 to 17 says, "The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work Eden to work it and take care of it. And the Lord God commanded the man, you are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For when you eat from it, you will certainly die. And so God, I mean, in Genesis 1, towards the end, and I just want to quickly read a little bit of that. It says, God says to man that you are, I just want to see where I am now. It says, he says to Adam that he be fruitful and increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it, rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and over every living creature that moves on the ground. And so God gives Adam this mandate to do with this Eden whatever he wants to. But then in Genesis 2, he gives them one boundary. Just do not eat from this fruit or from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And so there we already see that there's one boundary that's set. But what is our default as human beings is that we want to often just push that boundary just as far as we can. And we often forget that God has given us all this freedom. He's given this entire earth to steward and subdue and to enjoy. But we often just think about the one thing that you can't have. I mean, we know this with our kids. It's like they've got a million toys, but then the moment you say, please don't touch that, don't play with that, that's all they can think about. And I think it is like in our human nature. And so it's something we need to be aware of, that we need to set boundaries for ourselves, because it's about obedience to God. And we'll talk more about all the other ways it's really good for us to set boundaries. But there's, based on this garden fence metaphor, the kids who want to escape and the kids who don't want to stay, or they're very cautious. They don't want to move away from the tree. And as adults, we're like that. We're either like rebellious. We like no one can tell us what to do and we're going to go off on our own mission. Or we can be very legalistic. We're going to stay close to that tree. We're not going to do anything wrong because we worried of disappointing God, disappointing man. We don't live in the freedom that God has for us because we're so worried about doing the wrong thing. And neither of those extremes are good for us. So what is the healthy middle? We're going to chat about that. What else does the Bible say about boundaries? So Jeremiah 5 verse 22 says, have you no respect for me? Why don't you tremble in my presence? I, the Lord, define the ocean's sandy shoreline as an everlasting boundary that the waters cannot cross. The waves may toss and roar, but they can never pass the boundaries I set. And then Proverbs 8 verse 29 says, I was there when he set the limits of the seas, so they would not spread beyond their boundaries, and when he marked off the earth's foundations. So there's a few scriptures like that where God talks about when he created the earth, he set boundaries. He told the sea where it must stop and where the land must start. And so boundaries are there to protect us. And I think we often, all we can see is what we can't have. But I realize with my kids, for example, the reason I set boundaries for them is not because I just want to set arbitrary rules because, you know, I'm the grown-up and they're the kid. It's because I want to protect them. I won't let my kids eat sugar all the time because that's really bad for their health. You know, the boundaries that are there are supposed to be good for them. And God has the same heart for us. The boundaries that he set for us is because he cares about us. And I always remember our pastor church said, the reason why God doesn't want you to get drunk on wine is because, I mean, he's obviously paraphrasing, but it's because he doesn't want you to get behind the wheel of a car and crash into someone. Or he doesn't want you to make a decision like, you know, have an affair because you weren't in your right mind, those kinds of things. And I'll never forget that, because I realized that every single piece of wisdom that is shown to us in the Word has a very specific reason. God is not a dictator. It's not, you know, it's not like how some of us may have grown up with parents who are like, you know, because I said so. God doesn't have that attitude towards us. His wisdom, we might not always understand it, but his wisdom is there to protect us. The boundaries that he's got for us is there to make our lives healthy and better and for him to be glorified. And so, you know, what are some of the boundaries that you need to set for yourself? Maybe you need to cut back on drinking or eating, and not just out of legalism, but because you know it's good for you, because you know that God is a father who cares about you, and he's not going to let you run into oncoming traffic. He's not going to let you destroy your life. So the boundaries are there because they're good for you. So what kind of things do you need to put in place in your life to protect yourself? Because boundaries can be for yourself, for others, and you know, it's there to be obedient to God. So I want you to start thinking about it. And if you can think of any boundaries, maybe you want to share, you can share anonymously, but I think it would be great for everyone to hear. What are some of the boundaries that you think that you need to set for yourself this year? And I'll share some of the ones that I've thought of for myself. So why don't you WhatsApp on the line 071-364-0376. I'd love to hear what kind of boundaries are you thinking will be good for you. That was Your Presence by Team Morgano. So we've had such a great chat about boundaries and just looked at what the Bible says. And so I want to kind of be vulnerable for a moment and just explain to you what kind of boundary I want to set. So I'll set a few, but I just want to give you an example of one of them. And I want to remind you that boundaries are there to protect your goals, protect your values, protect who you are. And so one of my goals for the year is to be more focused and to be more productive and to not necessarily try something new, but to do what I already do well. And so I know that I need to set a boundary around screen time and social media. You know, you can get so lost in Instagram reels, and before you know it, it's been like an hour and you have just like lost an hour of your life. And so I realized that I need to set some boundaries in terms of social media, in terms of screen time. And what's great is that on my phone, I've got a Apple phone, but you can, and I'm sure most phones can do it, but you can set like limits. So you can't access apps at certain times of the day. And so I've got that functionality there. I just need to implement it. And so those are that's one very clear boundary that I want to set for myself so that I can make my goal happen, so that I can be more focused. And so it's kind of like my plan of action to protect that really important goal. And so think about that a bit. What is your goal? And then what boundary do you need to set to protect that goal? But we're going to carry on this conversation. We're going to get more into the practical. But first, your news is going to be here around 12, and then we're going to carry on. And here's More Than Enough by Gracie Cherry. It is 14 minutes past 12, and you're listening to Impact 103. I'm Charlene Saker, and I'm going to be with you until 1 o'clock. So we spent the first hour of the show talking about boundaries, and it's quite funny because people really don't like talking about boundaries, I realize. And I understand why, because it feels, you know, you feel a bit bad about yourself. But again, I want to just remind us that boundaries are there to give us freedom. If we don't know where the boundary is, we either go and, you know, destroy our own lives, or we kind of become legalistic and we stay so close to the middle, you know, the tree, the analogy of the kids and the garden. We stay so close to the tree that we don't want to take any chances. And so that isn't really freedom either. And so I want to also remind you, the reason why boundaries are so good for us and what boundaries are all about is, firstly, you're loving God. So the boundaries that you set are actually obedience to God, and God's wisdom is there to protect you, to make life better, because, you know, God's wisdom is actually logical. It's not just random. Like I said, God's not just a dictator. He's not a you know, just because I said so, do what I say, because I said so. His wisdom is there to bring us life. And then the second reason why we set boundaries is to love yourself. So you're protecting yourself. You're stewarding your own life. You know, the Bible talks about your body being a temple. So setting boundaries for yourself is actually loving yourself. And the Bible talks lots about loving yourself. And then the third thing is loving others. So sometimes setting a boundary in relationships is actually the best way you can love that person, because you're not allowing them, and I think about your relationships with your kids, you're not allowing them to destroy themselves. You're setting boundaries there as well. So we're going to get more into that. So if you have anything to say, if you've maybe in the meantime thought about some boundaries that you would like to set for yourself, why don't you send a message on the WhatsApp line? We can keep it anonymous, but I think it's really great to share some of your own ideas and just what do you feel God's saying to you. So WhatsApp us on 071-364-0376. To not worship you by mercy me. So what do healthy boundaries look like? You know, we've spoken a lot about the reason why we should have boundaries, but what does it actually practically look like? And so it might look like some self-discipline, some, you know, really practical boundaries. Like I spoke about limiting my own screen time, setting some limits on my phone. It might look like, you know, only having like a treat on the weekend, whatever it is, whatever is meaningful to you. But some of the other things are really like saying no without guilt. Sometimes we have poor boundaries when it comes to allowing everyone to have a demand on our time, and we don't say no when we should say no, and we burn ourselves out. So a boundary would be being able to say no, learning how to say no and without feeling guilty about it. I'm not saying be rude or be, you know, unkind in the way that you do it, but you are allowed to say no and be firm. And also a boundary is valuing yourself, valuing your own opinion. We sometimes are so worried about what other people think about our lives, but, you know, what do you think about your life? What is God saying about your life? And so that's a boundary, to not listen to what everyone else is telling you you should do. And being able to communicate your needs and wants. And I've realized in my marriage, my husband's got a much stronger personality than I do. And in our first few years of marriage, I didn't have great boundaries. I would kind of just give to him and rather defer to what he wanted, and never kind of said, you know, actually, I don't want to do that, or this is what I want. And I'm not saying you shouldn't serve your spouse in your marriage, but when it comes to a point where you're giving everything of yourself, and, you know, resentment actually does start to grow inside. And so a healthy boundary is saying, I'm actually going to consider myself, and I'm going to also consider my needs and verbalize that. And then also not compromising on your values. Maybe you're in a workplace where, you know, the lines are very blurred with what's okay and not okay. And so boundary is, I'm not going to partake in that kind of behavior. Again, not being unkind or judgmental, but you're going to set a boundary for yourself. And that's the important thing. A boundary is for you. It's a personal thing. No one else has to have the same boundary. We love other people. We have grace for others, but it's something that you hold for yourself. And then another boundary is accepting no from others. You're not going to manipulate people. You're not going to get upset when someone doesn't want to do it your way. You're going to have a boundary where you also, you're going to respect other people's boundaries. And then you're also going to identify when a boundary has been broken, and that takes self-awareness. So it's something that we need to practice as well. And I love this quote by Brené Brown. She says, daring to set boundaries is about having the courage to love ourselves even when we risk disappointing others. And that's really important. So we're going to carry on this conversation with Sean Mitchell. So we spoke about what healthy boundaries look like. And so I want to kind of dig a bit deeper into that and give you some language that might be helpful, because sometimes we need to actually tell ourselves exactly what we need to say to ourselves so that we know what to do in situations that are difficult. And so, you know, let's say you need to think of specific situations. So maybe when you feel like it's hard for you to say no to someone, you can give yourself a phrase like that I don't need to please man, I only need to please God, something like that. You can kind of give yourself very specific language. And so some of the personal boundaries, like what I expect for myself, you can say things like, I'm responsible for my own life only. Things like, I am in control of my own emotions. This behavior doesn't align with my values. That's another example. So reminding yourself, and sometimes it's really helpful to even write out these phrases. Put it next to your bathroom mirror. Put it on your fridge. You know, you read through it daily, because I think it just becomes part of your new language, because we have these negative thoughts that we get stuck in. And so to give yourself different language is really, really helpful. And maybe relational boundaries can be, I'm not responsible for other people's emotions. I'm allowed to say no, and, you know, and I won't be unloved or not accepted. It is not my job to make other people happy. That's a big thing. I do that often. I feel like Caroline Leaf calls it a shock absorber. I feel like I need to absorb everyone around me, me's emotions. And that's not a very good personal boundary. I need to understand that everyone is responsible for their own emotions and their own lives. And it is okay to be myself. It is okay to be who God created me to be. Whatever you can think about, what phrases you need to tell yourself. And maybe it's a conversation you can have with other people where they can say, I see maybe you need a boundary in this area. And I love this quote that I found, and it's an anonymous quote. I don't know who said it, but it says, a lack of boundaries invites a lack of respect. And I really love that. A lack of boundaries invites a lack of respect. Respect for yourself, respect for others. So really, boundaries comes down to respect. So we're gonna continue and talk about what space has God created for you. 2 Corinthians 10 verse 13 says, we will not boast about things done outside of our area of authority. We will only boast about what has happened within the boundaries of the work God has given us, which includes our working with you. And so that scripture just reminds me that each and every one of us have been given a very unique mandate. We've been given a unique task. And so part of this boundary setting thing is to take up the space that God has given you, and there's freedom in that. And so, you know, we kind of cross boundaries when you start to want to do things that other people are doing, and we compare ourselves to others. But actually, there's such freedom in seeing the space in front of you. What has God given you? What's like, who are the people in front of you? What is the work that you're doing? And then take up that space, occupy it. You know, go forth and multiply. That was our mandate. And enjoy the space that God has given you. Don't hold back. But just look to what God has put in front of you, not anyone else. Because there's favor in that. There's favor in really just leaning into what God has given you. And we're almost at the end of our time together. And we're gonna finish up this chat very soon. Psalm 16 from verse 5 says, Lord, you alone are my portion and my cup. You make my lot secure. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely I have a delightful inheritance. I will praise the Lord who counsels me. Even at night, my heart instructs me. I keep my eyes always on the Lord. With him at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest secure, because you will not abandon me to the realm of the dead, nor will you let your faithful one see decay. You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. I love Psalm 16. Go and read it again. But I hope that you feel encouraged and that you don't feel heavy, but you feel like, wow, there's a space that God's created for me, and God cares about me. He wants to protect me like a really good dad will. And so may you go into this year knowing What is the space that God has given you? And may you fill that space, and may many people come to know Jesus because of that space that you have occupied. And so I've loved our time together. I'm going to be with you again between 9:30 and 11 tomorrow. But for now, you are going to have an amazing bunch of presenters with you for the rest of the day. Zinhle between 1 and 2 and Pinky between 2 and 4. But first, your news is going to be here at 1 from me, Charlene Saker. I hope you have an amazing day. May God be with you and give you peace.